producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. It's interesting. Many of you have asked if Justice Scalia, may he rest in peace. The man, unfortunately, hasn't been buried yet, and there's all this political discussion. But if foul play has been completely ruled out, as we're hearing more and more conspiracy theories surrounding the death of Justice Antonin Scalia. I actually was on KABC discussing some of these conspiracy theories. It's interesting how, you know, the topic comes up. And, you know, a lot of people said they thought of that right away. I have to admit, okay, when I heard that he passed, the first thing I thought of is, you know, he's almost 80 years old. What a blessed life. It just goes to show you how, we're living longer. So, and, you know, from what I understand, he had high blood pressure issues. They say he had some heart issues. I'm not really sure on the details. Apparently he was unable to have an MRI, or he was unable to have some shoulder surgery because apparently they didn't think that he was, strong enough to undergo the surgery. So these are, you know, rumors circulating that he was already kind of having health issues. But, you know, then we come to find out that when he passed, the ranch owner found him with a pillow on his head. Now, when I first heard that, I sloughed it off going, I don't know, you know, maybe he sleeps with a, you know, pillow on his head. I do. I cover my face with a pillow. I do. I have the reason why is because otherwise my cats sit on my face. And I really don't want to smell cat tushy, you know, and that's what they do. They sit there and they plop right across the eyes and they curl their little butt around and it's right in front of my nose and it's ridiculous. One is kind of built like a ferret. So I, you know, and then, you know, when they pass gas, if my mouth is open when I sleep, I don't want that. So I have a pillow or my covers over my face to protect myself from that. So, when I heard, you know, he had a pillow over his head, I was like, oh, he sleeps like me. But that has spurned and spawned a lot of conspiracies now. I mean, this is probably one of the most contentious political races coming up. And unfortunately, his passing, which can't be, revered upon at this time because of all the political turmoil, is now looked upon as we're going to be going into one of the most vicious battles for the Supreme Court justice seat. I think the average time it takes for someone to confirm, or the longest time it might have taken, was about, 125, 126 days, I'm hearing. So we have plenty of time for Obama to put somebody else on the court. So I think people are realizing that, and it's nerve-wracking for a lot of people. But some of these conspiracy theories are kind of weird. All right. So according to my San Antonio, I apologize. Okay. According to mySanAntonio.com, first rumor is Barack Obama did it. All right. And so there's been talk that people think directly, Barack Obama was never there. Okay. And I'm not saying that to defend him, but they say Barack Obama did it. All right. And then of course, the second theory is somebody smothered him with a pillow. His clothes though were unwrinkled. I guess he was described as lying there, pillow on his head and clothes unwrinkled. But again, not sure why pillow was on the face. By the way, there are medical signs forensically if somebody was, unfortunately, suffocated. True, the family has chosen not to have an autopsy. And again, Scalia was almost 80 years old. Do you really want to put him through an autopsy? And many religions, too, you know, sometimes don't want the body cut because, you know, at the time of resurrection, when we all come back from the dead, we want to be whole. So there's a lot of, you know, religions that don't want an autopsy. And so I respect the family's wishes. But if an autopsy was performed and people were considering that suffocation was his cause of death as opposed to natural causes, then they would be able to see little petechiae, which are little blood hemorrhages, like little spots of blood from hemorrhaging from vessels. You could see certain cyanosis, pallor, you know, being pale, signs that there was some sort of a struggle, maybe not so much a physical struggle with somebody suffocating, but a in terms of a action struggle, but a pathological struggle where, you know, the body was obviously not liking being asphyxiated. And so sometimes you would see secretions, you'd see blood, you'd see saliva, you would see, some people, you'll even see bites on the tongue. So there's a variety of other physical manifestations that we would see if somebody was, suffocated. I don't believe he was, because I guess most people that suffocate you, they wouldn't just leave the pillow on the face. I don't know. I mean, they would check, you know, afterwards, and then, you know, I don't know. It just, to me, that just seems off. I'm sorry. Let me see. Another theory is carbon monoxide poisoning, that, and where carbon monoxide binds instead of oxygen. So they pass away peacefully. But, that's something that I believe they could detect on autopsy. Another, conspiracy theory out there is that Dick Cheney shot him. Come on. Conservative writer Jack Cashel predicted that Scalia would die. This was back in 2006. And, I guess in that piece, he said it would be from carbon monoxide poisoning. Another conspiracy theory out there is that Leonard Nimoy did it from, Star Trek, Spock. Not sure how. Then there's some conspiracies that he was poisoned. Then there was theories that it was the Clintons that ordered it, or that the Bush family ordered it, because the justice was going to discuss their involvement in the 9/11 attacks. So, when you look at this, you're like, okay, come on, guys, you know, let him rest in peace. But there is no doubt that what's going to happen in the next multiple months is going to be just a showdown, and it's really unfortunate. I'm not looking forward to it. I'm not looking forward to it at all. Well, may he rest in peace. Our condolences to the family. 1-877-DOC-DALY. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Olson used to Texas as the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I gotta know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. No, I didn't see the Grammys, so I don't know what everybody's talking about. I did see the clip of Adele singing, and there might have been just a little tiny bit of something being off, but it still sounded beautiful. So for those of you who say that Adele sang off key, even if she did, it's still a heck of a lot better than most of us could sing. So I think that really shows how talented she is. So way to go. And you know what? And you know, even the best singers, they sing off key sometimes. Let them. Okay. You know, I'm right now battling something. I don't know what the heck is going on with my throat. And so if I sang, I would probably be off key, which is very rare for me. Me, 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 me. See? See, it's really rare, but it happens. So, you know, me, 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 me. see? There, see? So, you know, just cut us some slack, okay? You know, we Grammy-winning singers, we have a bad day once in a while. Taylor Swift, I guess, won Album of the Year and Best Pop Vocal Album, Best Music Video. I think she won a bunch of awards. I don't know. I didn't watch it. I guess she had a dig to Kanye West, who was saying that she, or who I guess in one of his songs, admitted that he was the one that found her. And so she, and I guess made her who she is today. And so she says, people are going to try to steal your steam. You know, don't let that happen. It's you. It's all, you know, it's, and, you know, good for her for doing what she did. You know, but when I was, you know, hearing everything today, and I apologize for not watching the Grammys, I was kind of online, and a lot of people said most of it was kind of a sleeper. You know, I find that very, very interesting, the dynamic of somebody making it big, but making it big with the work of the people behind them. And so on one end, and I think many of us have had successes where somebody else wanted to take credit, and we deserve the credit because we were the ones that busted our butts. But, you know, I've always wondered about the people that are the backup singers or the, you know, behind the scenes or the producers. You know, like look at me. Okay, here. You know, I am Dr. Dolly. I have a radio show. It's a great radio show. But does anybody give Tom, right, who is basically the backbone of this show? Does anybody give Tom credit? You know, is Tom getting any stalkers? Is Tom getting any emails saying I love you? No, he's not. And, you know, you always wonder.
To be fair, I always felt like if for all the jobs I've ever had, if I do my job right, you shouldn't know I'm here. That's how I know I did it right.
Well, but don't you miss the Quan? You know, I mean, look, I have all this paparazzi, right? And you don't get any of that. Do you miss it?
No.
Are you ever jealous?
No, not at all. unless you're coming to me because you think that my guitar pedal setup is amazing and you want guitar lessons, I'm uninterested.
Okay. All right. Well, I thank you. I thank you because I couldn't be here today without you. And you know that. And I do. I thank you a lot, which is why I like thanking you over and over again.
Well, it's a pleasure to work for you. So it works out for both of us.
You know, the underwear thrown at you or the dates or the flowers, just let me know because you can have them.
Throw all the panties you want.
So, I don't know. So, and it's very, very interesting. Now, I've been involved in some things, and this is something I'm kind of going through now, where I've come up with ideas, and they were brilliant ideas. And somebody took the idea and ran with it, with my blessing, right? And then, you know, it goes into fruition, and it's great, and it turns into something. But then, you know, how long are you supposed to give credit to the person who came up with the idea? You know, you have a lot of idea people out there, and I know, you know, this is a medical show, and so we're supposed to talk about cholesterol and cancer and MRIs and all that other stuff. But I also like talking about psychology. I like talking about relationships. I like talking about things that bring people down. And because I would have to say one of the most common issues I deal with in my medical practice or with my listeners isn't a cholesterol issue or a blood pressure issue or a sore throat. It's I'm in a funk. And it's not so much depression. It's, I'm upset about this. You know, why am I upset about this? Am I allowed to be upset about this? And, you know, and many of you don't have anybody to talk to. You don't go and see a psychologist. You don't see a therapist. Oh, it's too expensive. I don't have time. I talk to my family. They tell me to shut up. And so that's one thing I like to do, especially on the show, is, you know, because I work through things, you know, whether it's with my patients, whether it's with my friends, whether it's with my listeners. So, you know, you have an idea or you help somebody at work and they get the quan. You know, how do you take ownership of that? How do you, you know, and it's frustrating because, you know, sometimes that could be very transparent. A boss will think that you're trying to ride on their coattails. And how do you say, this was my idea? This was my idea. Well, one thing I do is, you know, thank God for the power of the email. So a lot of times what I do is if there's a coworker, okay, and I do a lot of different things, okay, so there's a lot of different companies I work with and a lot of different organizations I work with. So if I have a killer idea, one thing I do is in a group email, one, to the person I'm supposed to work with, and then two, to the superiors, okay? And I go, guys, I got a great idea we could all work on together. Boom, boom, boom. It's dated. It's there. It shows it was my idea. And not because anybody's going to sue or whatever. But it's, I just want it out there knowing, look, there's an idea, but I'm a group player. We're all going to work on this together. And so I've done that. I mean, you know, still you'll see people take the idea and run with it. But you know, you always wonder, like, you know, with Steve Jobs or with the eBay guys or with Facebook, you know, the person going, that was my idea or that was, you know, and you never know. And to me, that would destroy me for a very long time. If I came up with the Facebook idea or I came up with Twitter and it didn't go anywhere. And, or no, with me, okay, but somebody took it and turned it into a multi-billion dollar business and nobody's heard of me. That would just bother me. And I think a lot of you guys are in situations where you had ideas for a company, or you had a marketing idea, or you had ideas for somebody you liked, and that idea got out there and it manifested beautifully for somebody else and not you. And, you know, from a psychological perspective, that's pretty, that's pretty frustrating. You know, you tell somebody to run for office and they end up becoming congressman. You know, it's interesting. A lot of people, they'll, take pictures with some political figures. Okay. And then they turn around and go, I want them to win. I want them to be president because I have a picture with them. I thought the same thing. I got a very good picture with Scott Walker. It was a great picture. Very warm. Looked like we were having a good time. Right? And then I'm like, okay, I hope he wins. Because I have a picture with me and the president. You see how selfish we get? You see how that kind of ticks in and gets in there? And, you know, so I'm starting to see that, which is why I brought this up. So a lot of people have gotten pictures with Hillary. Or they've gotten pictures with Donald Trump or Ted Cruz or Jeb Bush. That's who they want to win because they got a picture. And I would probably say if you were a politician out there, get as many selfies as possible. I don't know if these guys realize that. And I understand there's a lot of security issues to overcome. But you get as many selfies as possible because somebody who has a selfie with you has value to that. And many of them are going to, even though that blows our mind for those of us who are educated voters, a lot of people out there are going to want to vote, have you the one that wins. And they may even, you know, campaign for you. Why? Because they got a picture with the president before they were president. So, I don't know. It's just, you know, something out there I was thinking. All right. Sorry, guys. Am I just talking? Okay. We got a lot of medical news. We got a lot to talk about. First, foremost, Mexico says 6 pregnant women have been infected with Zika. Mexico has confirmed they have 6 current pregnant women infected, bringing the total number of cases in the country to 80. I guess these are the first confirmed cases of Zika in pregnant women in Mexico. More than half of the cases of Zika and 4 of the infected women were detected in the southern state of Chiapas. And that was according to the health ministry. Pope Francis visited Chiapas on Monday. One of the other infected pregnant women is from the southwestern state of Oaxaca. Another one from the eastern state of Veracruz. Mexico, pretty close to America, guys. I mean, for those that said, nah, it's not going to come to the States. I remember reading that. They go, no, don't worry about it. It won't come to the States. Mosquitoes don't like our climate. Please don't be obtuse. We are really at risk. I am not liking the Zika at all. We'll give you guys updates as we come back and more medical news. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Speak.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, they say these gastric reflux medications that we use, these PPIs, Prevacid, Nexium, Prilosec, and you could get them over the counter as Omeprazole, Lansoprazole. These are medicines, some of my favorite, to reduce acid suppression, but now they're saying that they may be tied to dementia risk. A current study can only provide a statistical association, but they do find an association between these PPI prescriptions and the occurrence of dementia in the elderly. This is according to senior author Britta Heinisch of the German Center for Neurodegenerative Diseases in Bonn, Germany. She says, in our analysis, we focused on long-term regular PPI prescription for at least 18 months. They looked at medical records from 2004 to 2011 from more than 73,000 patients aged 75 and older, mostly women. They classified 2,900 of those patients as regular PPI users, meaning they had at least one prescription for one of the drugs every 4 or 5 months over an 18-month period. And then when they looked, they found 29,500 people developed dementia. Regular PPI users were 44% more likely to develop dementia than those who were not receiving the drugs. The researchers couldn't know whether some of the people in the study might have been already at increased risk of dementia. I mean, one thing I think about is those of us that eat poorly or drink a lot or love a lot of fatty foods and eating heavy may be more at risk for acid reflux. And this may be the same demographic of those or the same population of those that would get dementia. So you wonder about that. PPI use and dementia may both be influenced by similar risk factors, according to Dr. Lewis Kuller of University of Pittsburgh. In the Women's Health Initiative, women who took these PPIs were more often obese, had arthritis, and had poorer health generally than others. That could also increase dementia risk. And they say the drugs, as we know, because we've talked about this a few months ago, can also carry risk of increased kidney disease, fracture, low magnesium levels, GI infections like Clostridium difficile, and they've even been linked to pneumonia. Now that these PPIs are available without a prescription, we're thinking that more people are using them longer and easily. Now, when you read the package, many of them say, you know, don't take longer than a week. But people will still buy them and use them because, oh, well, my doctor prescribed and he prescribed years worth. So this gastroesophageal reflux disease is something that many of us suffer from. For me, it's funny. I don't have an issue unless I eat gummy bears or gummy vitamins. I had a horrible reflux, and it came to find out, and I had this horrible reflux like hours later during the day, and I had no idea it's because I was eating gummy bites, these vitamins that are kind of like gummy bears. For some reason, the gelatin or whatever they make with that sorbitol caused the reflux, so I can't have gummy bites. So I have to have regular vitamins, I guess. Why would this, though, affect cognition? You know, I don't know if the acid suppressants per se, but they think maybe because some of these drugs cross the blood-brain barrier and interact with certain brain enzymes, it may be because of a vitamin B12 deficiency. Maybe that could then, you know, maybe they're more B12 deficient, so then they have neurological damage. So obviously they need to do, you know, more studies. So, in the meantime, what do doctors do? Well, many of you patients have been very upset because you will come in saying your doctor will not write you the long-term PPI medication, and they'll refer you to a GI doctor, and you can't afford to go to a GI doctor. We have to talk about another thing that I'm seeing happening a lot with insurance. So you come in and say, Dahlia, will you prescribe them? Okay, because I've heard you talk about them, and you say you're a fan. I'm a fan of them if you are about to get esophageal cancer or if you have an ulcer, all right? If you have high acid reflux and that acid is coming up from the stomach and it's going into the esophagus and it's causing changes, and that unfortunately can cause changes to the degree that you get Barrett's esophagus and later esophageal cancer, yes, you need to be on something to suppress the acid, hands down. You also need to lower the quantity of meal that you eat. You need to eat at regular intervals. You need to cut back on spicy food, alcohol, caffeine, chocolate, greasy food, anything that really activates the acid. We need to elevate the bed about 45 degrees so that we don't have, you know, so we can kind of use gravity as our friend to keep the acid down. Sometimes we even need to do certain surgeries. I mean, so there's a variety of things that need to be done. However, a big mistake that I see is people will take these medications just just over and over and over again. And it's because when we grew up as kids, it was the pop, pop, fizz, fizz, or pop in an acid. That's what you did. All right. Somebody, you know, the wife came in, you know, griping about something. You'd see the husband go and grab an antacid and pop that. So it seemed to be connected to, all right, well, that's what you do. Anytime you feel some stomach upset, you mask it with this. And true, acid reflux is a lot of times the most common cause of that sort of pain. But, all of a sudden a year goes by or 2 years go by or 3 years go by and people don't get checked. And people who self-treat their reflux, I think, are at higher risk for cancer because nobody's doing a scope, nobody's doing a biopsy, nobody's watching them. And then as you take these antacids, remember, you need stomach acid, okay, for your other bodily functions. True, the stomach acid is an issue and it's bothering you. I get that. But you have stomach acid for a reason. That's what's supposed to digest food, help you absorb your vitamins. So when is acid good? When is acid not? That's why, again, I recommend a gastroenterologist. So many of you go back and forth between what do I do? By the way, I see a lot of you guys now, your health insurance, and again, as we're in another year now, 2016, you come in going, I'm just here for a physical. And we've talked about this. You could get a wellness check by your regular doctor. Okay, but if you go to a specialist, you have to pay. If you have a sick visit by your regular doctor, you have to pay more. And you guys are coming in for wellness, 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 even, and then you're like, okay, by the way, refill this. And insurance companies are only going to pay for that once. So many of you have found that it's too expensive to go see a specialist, so you're going to your regular doctor. And then if your regular doctor doesn't prescribe it anymore, which is what I'm starting to see with some of my other patients coming to me as a new patient, I'm getting these new patients. Yeah, it's wonderful, but look, I'm not a pushover either. I'll give you one 30-day prescription to tie you over, but I can't do this long term. So many of you are doctor hopping as a new patient wellness check, and it's going to catch up with you. And I feel bad. It's not your fault. It's the insurance. The insurance is now very expensive. You have high deductible. You're paying a lot of money for that. Yeah, I have real healthy-looking people come in going, look, I got insurance now, so I'm just here for a physical, whatever I need. And I'm like, okay, I mean, you don't technically need blood work. You don't technically need any tests. I'm looking at you or checking your heart, lungs, skin, all that other stuff. Well, I have a wellness visit to do everything. Why? Because they're spending a lot of money on their insurance. So when it comes to acid reflux or gastroesophageal reflux disease, if you notice you're going to the store and popping over-the-counter medications more frequently than you think, please get it checked out. O.J. Simpson story is on again tonight. We're watching that series. And Robert Kardashian, his confidant and one of his attorneys on his team, I believe passed in 2003 of esophageal cancer. We've lost a lot of people to esophageal cancer. Some people call it stomach cancer. That's different. Stomach cancer is different. It's a different organ than the esophagus, even though they're nearby. Esophageal cancer is many times from the acid reflux. So people having high acid, and I know some of you are like, well, you know, he had to deal with the Kardashian family. No wonder he had high acid. I don't know what it is. I'm sure, you know, stress played a part of it, but a lot of it is genetics. You have family that have a lot of acid reflux. In my family, not a lot of acid reflux. A lot of cancer, a lot of heart disease, but not acid reflux. So it is genetic. It's also environmental, and it's behavioral. Eat light, eat small meals, eat healthy meals, make sure you have good bowel health, avoid acidic foods, like I said, caffeine, chocolate, alcohol, smoking is another biggie, and please get yourself evaluated. All right, guys, don't go away. More medical news coming up, 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity
body do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled sacrowedgy.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
As I walk along, I wonder what went wrong without a voice.
voice coach of voice coach. Would have taught me how to sing. All right, I'm back. It's the Dr. Dolly Show. You know, I did have a voice coach. A long time ago, I had a voice coach because I was entering show business. And he was very weird. He kept sticking his finger in my mouth. And it was just, I guess he was trying to stop the vibrato. And he kept sticking his finger in the back of my throat. It was really weird. So I stopped seeing that singing coach. And I know it was a technique, and I actually looked it up. It is a type of technique. But for me, I just didn't like that. So for those of you who are wondering why I sing so poorly, it's because I never officially got, real good tutelage in my singing. So sue me. All right, Marianne, by the way, for those of you that don't listen to the show live, okay, because we're live every morning, if you, Monday through Friday, if you don't listen to the show live, you could always reach us or email us with your questions at drdahlia@hotmail.com, D-O-C-T-O-R, Dahlia, D-A-L-I-A-H, @hotmail.com. Marianne writes, how do you deal with the guilt of putting your parent in a home? My mom was crying when I left her in an assisted living the other day. But I can't take of her anymore. I'm so rot with guilt. That's a word I'd like to use more. Rot. I am rot. I like that. You see, I need to start sounding, more British, These are like real big words here. I like those kinds of words. Okay, anyway. All right, that's neither here nor there. I am having second thoughts and want to bring her back. What choice do I have? She and I can't live like this. Okay, this is difficult. This is what I do, okay? And I have a lot of people and patients that say, look, I can't, I can't deal with the guilt. My mom or my dad, has made me promise I'd never put them in a home. I hear you. This is tough. I mean, I've had this conversation with my mom many times, but usually when I'm mad at her, and I'm like, I'm going to throw your blanket to a home, and I'm going to tell them to throw away the key, and I'm going to have you psychiatrically detained. And so, and we don't really sit down and have the conversation quietly, okay, and calmly. Now, a big problem that many older people have is if they're getting to that point is you may not be able to have a calm conversation about that once they start to have the dementia take over, which is why I urge you all to have these conversations very early on. Okay? What's the plan? Like my kids already told me, sorry, mom, I'm putting you in a home and all the money that you have in the bank is going for it. So I don't have to pay for it. I mean, it's a real shame. So I already know where my kids stand and I'm mad at them. But joking aside, you need to sit down and go, look, what happens if, there's dementia in the family, there's Alzheimer's in the family. Mom, what do you want me to do if you do start taking off your clothes or you do start hitting on other people? Or I find you running around outside and at risk of getting hit by a car. Okay? I want you having dignity if that happens. Now, unfortunately, most of our parents will say, well, just shoot me. And you're like, no. Okay, come on. We need to sit down and talk about it. If you could squeeze out a normal conversation, okay? And it's hard. I mean, I'd probably venture to guess only 1% of you would be able to come up with a decent plan with your parents. And so it's easier said than done. But, if you don't get a chance to talk and make sure their wishes are honored, et cetera, and you have to make that decision, remember this, you would feel more guilty if they were running around outside naked and got hit by a car and you had an option and an opportunity to have them in a place where they were taken care of. Or you would feel guilty if you had a loved one overdose on their medication and then wake up having a stroke. And you were like, I wasn't there to give her the medication. I didn't have her in a proper place supervised. Trust me, you are going to feel guilty no matter what. I tell this to new moms who have kids. And like, well, I feel guilty. I'm going to make the wrong decision, pulling them out of football. I'm like, you're going to feel just as guilty, if not more, if your child gets, a pretty severe head injury while playing football. So you're going to feel guilty no matter what. Don't make irresponsible decisions about people's health because you're worried about the guilt. Okay, if you have a family member that can't take care of themselves, in some states, you could possibly be in trouble for elder abuse, okay, and charged with that. If you have somebody that cannot take medications correctly, or won't take their medications correctly, or won't feed themselves, or won't bathe themselves, but you're keeping them at your house, right, you know, for fear of guilt, you are responsible for them, just like Child Protective Services. Okay, I mean, you know, you can't have a child that's not fed, not well kept, not getting the exercise, etc. You know, you have responsibilities. And look, none of us want to be in a home. So we feel like if we take care of our parents, then, you know, our kids aren't going to do the same with us. And look, listen, okay, you know, we need to overcome our fears. There are many assisted living facilities that are phenomenal. I mean, absolutely gorgeous. I've spoken at many of them. And I'll speak and I, you know, it's not like what you see in the movies where, all right, well, somebody is going to, assault my mother or my father. Somebody's going to try to have sex with them. I mean, I understand there's a lot of people that are, you know, fearful of that. And your job is to do frequent checks. Your job is to be on top of it with the administrator. And your job is to be very present. Okay. Where you feel guilty is if you put somebody in a home and you never see them again. That's where I could see the guilt come. But if you're visiting them and you're making sure that that is the best place for them, yeah, you're going to have to get through the crying. Okay, remember when you had to drop your kid off at daycare and the crying and the screaming and you felt so guilty, but you're like, look, this is what I have to do. It's the best thing for them. I'm sorry. This is what I have to do. And, you know, the kid got over it. And, I hope I never have to deal with that with my mom. But knowing my mom, oh, is it going to be dramatic. Okay, and I love my mom. I love her to death. But I already know that it is going to be one heck of an Academy Award winning scene. And, I mean, she is not going to go there without a fight. And so I'm going to have to be strong. You know, she'll probably be screaming, you know, yo, Adrian, or I don't know, you know, or something. And I'm going to have to remind her that if she does get overly dramatic, you know, and start to, you know, I don't know, God forbid this ever happens, start to say things that are crazy, that she unfortunately could go into a psychiatric ward. Okay. And that's not going to be as lush. Or plush. So, you're going to have to get over the guilt. If this was a place that you feel she or he would get the best care, then you are doing right. And because I can tell you stories of what happened to family members of mine where we couldn't afford assisted living and them running out of the house and, urinating on things and, you know, the dignity that they lose. Okay. And you want your family member to go through this next stage with dignity. And a lot of these assisted livings, what's amazing about what many of them have is they have a social network. Okay? You know, they play games, they have activities, they do exercise, and you'll find a lot of your family members do more in these assisted living arenas than they do at home. I can't tell you how many times I have patients or listeners say, look, I can't get my dad or my mom out of the house. All she does is sit there and watch TV all the time. She doesn't move, she doesn't get fresh air, she's just, you know, sitting herself to death. And so, again, an assisted living makes them work. And there's ways they can have private rooms. Okay? You know, so, but I hear you. I know it's tough. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. job. Normally, I'm worn out. With Energy Enhanced One World Way, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Way for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Way a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.